the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
What's up, folks? This is Lee Champion. Welcome to another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. Again, Lee Champion here. I don't know where Rage is. I'm joined right now live with Double A.
What's going on?
I don't know, man. We tried to Skype Rage. I tried to text Rage. Rage is not answering. I'm guessing that he's in the middle of watching.
Not in the middle of
yes,
anything.
Yes, you are.
No, no, I'm not in the middle of anything. I'm actually getting very, very aggravated at the moment.
Why?
Because all, you know what, moving on.
No. Explain yourself because there's feedback. You know, this is the biggest weekend of the year, and of course you're late, and there's audio problems. So you
late? You guys didn't even call me.
Rage, I was on the phone, Rage. No joke, we're not trying to rib you or none of that. Double A called. He called multiple times. I texted you.
Nobody called me. You didn't even text me. My phone is in my hand.
I'm gonna screenshot. I'm gonna screenshot what I'm.
You know, it's neither here nor there right now.
No, it's not even here. Double A screenshot it because
I'm screenshotting it because it has a timestamp on it.
Exactly. So you can't lie your way out of this one.
I'm not. All right.
You are because he called you on the phone and it's screenshotting.
Right.
He can't alter Skype.
Oh, shut.
No, I said Double A cannot alter Skype. He called you, okay? I was on the phone when he called you repeatedly, and I text you. Did you get my text message?
I didn't get your text message.
Okay, well, check your phone because I text you.
Right now, looking for a text is not the most important thing on my
mind. Okay,
right.
Well, don't accuse anybody of saying he didn't call you.
Unless somebody's dropping dead, it's neither here nor there. You knew that we were being on the air at midnight.
And did you check your feed? Because I mean, check your Skype because you still got feedback. You had all day to check it.
No, of course not, because there was feedback during the NXT pre-show. Of course, he was playing video games while that show was on. Of course.
Actually, no, it wasn't.
Yes, you were, because I heard it. I heard it, Rage. I heard it. You don't give two shits about what goes on this network, apparently.
I heard it, too, playing video games.
You know, I made it very clear to everybody this is the most important weekend of the year, and that everything should be perfect. Perfect, perfect. I'm asking, I don't ask for much around here. And this is the one thing I asked for. And on top of being late, you got audio problems, you got this, you got that. But you know why? You're screwing around. You're doing this. You don't give a damn. You really don't give a damn.
Double A does not ask for a lot. This is the one thing he's ever asked for us on this network, ever. I took off from work tonight, and you show up late, dude? And then you didn't answer your phone. Then
number
you lied.
Show up late. Number two, I was in the bathroom. Number three, you didn't call me because my phone is sitting right near me. You didn't call me.
Okay.
Number four, I didn't get your text message. Number five, I was trying to look.
Entries
for the contest because I thought somebody had deleted the first post.
Let me ask you something because you continuously
try and pin me for stuff.
And I have your text message. I text you, and I'm going to put it in the group. I'm going to put it in the group so you can see the time I text you.
And not arguing with you guys.
And don't you think that you should have prepared for that damn contest that you've been promoting for weeks?
I did prepare for it.
Why didn't you do the legwork earlier instead of waiting at the last minute?
Show playing video games.
Of course not. If he had that, he'd rather screw around today.
It's always my fault.
This time, it really is.
No, it's not my fault. You didn't call me.
The proof is right
called
there.
You, I didn't call you. You didn't call me. I called you.
Rage?
No.
The proof doesn't lie.
No, I'm not.
So wait a minute, double A.
I altered the pictures that quickly.
Double A. You, if for somehow, some way, you can alter Skype, that, a company that runs it. And I have a text message that I can screenshot and put in the group page that I must have altered that text message to.
Lee, that quickly.
It's always me.
Because he's constipated. He's lying. Now we.
I'm not constipated. I'm not lying. This time I'm not lying. And this time I'm dead serious.
No, this isn't a joke.
I'm being dead serious.
It's not a joke. Rage, let me tell you something.
Always
going
to put me. People always going to blame me for shit. I'm
okay.
No.
All right. You know what? Rage, if I screenshot and show you this stuff, and if you're lying, Rage,
it doesn't matter. I did not get your call.
You not getting the call doesn't mean the call wasn't made.
I did not get your call. That is the bottom line to this.
But does that mean
listen, hear me out. I did not get your call. Period.
I texted you. Double A called you on Skype.
And I didn't get your text either. Period.
It's impossible that you're not going to get anything.
End of discussion.
No,
period.
It's impossible.
I'm sick of you, dude. I'm so sick of you, man. It ain't funny, man, because this is ridiculous.
It is.
Y'all always want to put some stuff on me.
Rage, you know what? It's impossible. It's impossible that everything is going to not work.
You know what? I wish it was a way for me to put this in the group page and block your phone about so everybody wouldn't see it. I'll show you that respect. Because you was a liar, man. You a liar, man. I called you at 12:03 at the Double A. Cause I text you at 12:03. It says answer your Skype. This is after Double A.
Okay, I am not lying.
No, if you just got on the set.
I'm not lying.
If you just you caught yourself in the lie because you just said you were in the bathroom. So of course you didn't.
Not, bro, wasn't lying, but I didn't get your call. Period.
No, you wouldn't
get your call. Period, dude. I didn't get your call.
Dude, I didn't call you. Double A called you. If you didn't have the computer in the bathroom with you, you just said you were in the bathroom, which means that you weren't around.
Yeah, I was.
So you weren't around to answer the call, is what you're saying. When he called you, you weren't available. Just say that. Just say you went to the bathroom.
Y'all are not going to sit here and shove down my throat over this.
Rage. When Double A called
you,
were you in the bathroom?
Any other time, but not tonight.
Okay, so the proof that we got with Skype and the text messages, what is that? Is that a lie? Is that a lie? Because see, your response to that is, that doesn't matter. You lying, dude.
Always me. Always
it is,
me.
It is you. You're right.
It's not you.
It's totally you. You know what? If this wasn't one of the most important weekends, and if this wasn't, I wouldn't do this show with you tonight. I really wouldn't, because this is disgusting, dude.
Disgusting. Yeah, it's my fault.
It is disgusting. The fact that you're going
to
blatantly
has
lie.
To be my
because you're going to blatantly lie, Reach.
I'm not blatantly lying.
See if there wasn't a screenshot or a text message.
I am not lying. I'm not going to. I'm not lying. I'm tired of saying it. I'm not lying.
I was so ready to talk to you about what's going on tonight, but.
Yeah, I was ready too before we had to get on with this shit.
Because you just don't want to talk about it because you're a liar.
Ready.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying, I'm not lying. But if that's your opinion, so be it.
Don't cut me off. This picture Double A posted on the side. This is fake. He altered it. Is that what you're saying?
And it's in the group page, by the way.
Oh, it's in the group page. Did he alter that, Rage? Just answer the question. Did he alter it? Yes or no?
The bottom line is I didn't get your call.
Great. Did That's you it. Alter it yet
Doesn't
or no?
matter altered or not, didn't get your call.
A lie. Double A, I really don't know where the future of this show is going. I can't deal with dude. He is not an honest person. I'm just tired of it. It gets worse and worse by the week. I took
it
off.
It gets worse. I didn't get your call. All right.
Ray, you know what you said to me? You said, hey. I don't have to work Saturday. I'll take care of everything. That's what you said.
Yeah. Right now, I'm taking care of it. There was nothing really to take care of.
Did you make the call I asked you to make?
And about that, why would you have me call this dude? Then he's gonna know it's a prank call.
No, he's not gonna. Oh my god! To make sure
he's gonna know it's a prank call if I call him.
God, we talked about the reason why, dude. You call to make sure that. Forget it. Let's just move on because I can't do it. So, Double A, how's your day been going, sir? Well, I don't even know what
I will. I'm going to tell you right now, Rage. This, anything else I've overlooked, this is unforgivable.
Like the same thing, Rex. It's like the same thing Rex pulled last year.
Same thing Rex pulled. Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. How's it any different?
All right.
Oh, dropping the ball.
The same thing Rex pulled. People want to go there when it comes down to Rage.
Love it, man. I'm not.
What I don't get is that you were.
People want to say that I cross lines that everybody else has crossed, knowing damn well I didn't do. But that's fine. I let them have it because that's how they feel, and I choose to not say anything because I don't want to engage in an argument. But that's fine. Now it's perfectly fine. Same thing Rex pulled.
Can you do something with your audio, please? It's very loud.
I'm on my phone. You know that, right?
That's why you didn't get my text message, because you were on your phone. Well, whatever. I'm making that up, too. Just like you were in the bathroom when the call was made.
All right, all right.
Yeah, you at least get your lies together. You can't even do that, right?
My lies together, and it's not a lie, and I'm going to keep saying it's not a damn lie.
Yeah, whatever, okay. Yep, so, it's over. Oh, boy, what could have been such a good lead-in for...
Yeah, what could have been such a great show had to be ruined.
Don't, you're too loud.
What was going to be a great show had to be ruined. Right?
Please adjust your audio. Can you please adjust your audio?
What would you like me to do, Lee?
Just turn it down.
What would you like me to do? How am I going to turn down something that's on my phone, Lee? How am I going to do that?
Why don't you just take the night off? Because a lot of this is just not. This is not working. Can you get on your laptop?
No, because if I get on my laptop, you're going to complain about the feedback from that. So what do you want me to do? Pick your poison.
Can you cut your volume down to your Skype? Is there any way possible to do that from your phone? Is it yes or no?
I'm trying.
Okay, I'm just asking because every time I ask you a yes or no question, direct question, you refuse to answer.
And now I refuse to answer direct questions. Okay.
I did. Didn't I ask you earlier? I said, did Double A alter that picture? Yeah, is that yes or no? That's a direct question.
It doesn't matter whether altered or
not. Answer it.
I'm not jumping back into this. I'm not jumping back into this. I'm trying to continue the show.
Double A, I'm not going to screw your weekend up. You know, I'll be the last person to even think about doing something like that. But Monday, I'll be talking to you Monday. I'll send you an email. I ain't got time for this. It's crazy. Let me find somebody. If anybody is
somebody's on the line.
Tony, thanks so much for calling in, man. Thank you so much for calling in, dude. I really appreciate
What's going on, man?
Life favor, dude.
I guess we can lighten the mood. What's cracking? Double A boss man, I know.
I'm gonna leave Double A alone because I've seen Double A upset before, and it's very rare it happens.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave Double A alone, and it didn't have to be that way. But I mean, here we go. Anyway, so yeah, Tony, I just got finished watching WrestleMania.
What? Oh, you mean NXT?
It just went off. Just got finished watching that. You know, nobody really? Called Triple. Yeah, nobody can call Triple H a racist. At least two Japanese dudes went over.
That's right.
And he had a Samoan in the main event. Look, his Samoan in the main event, he went hard.
Hey, man.
What'd you say?
No, I was just going to say, how the hell do you announce that the title match is no DQ on the side of a damn trailer?
But look, I'm gonna say that concerning this NXT. I hear a truck in the background. Concerning this NXT match that happened. Oh, for a second, I wasn't sure if it was Undertaker or if it was Vampiro coming down to fight Taz. But Samoa Joe was standing in the ring with his arms crossed. Like, I'm not impressed.
And I thought Ambrose had the chainsaw.
Yo, look, they still look. Ambrose can't use that gimmick now. Look, Scott, yeah. He took the chain. It was. I just got finished watching WrestleMania. And for those out there, I know it's people that's, you know, I've seen comments and stuff where people are like, WrestleMania is mania, blah, 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 blah. I don't give stuff a pass just because that's what it is. That's like giving McDonald's a pass just they can serve you terrible food, but by default, they're the number McDonald's. One. No. I'm sorry. If he could have called, somebody posted a picture of Vince McMahon looking at the screen. And he probably saying to himself, I should have called this WrestleMania. He could, because.
Yeah.
What?
My bad. They already going to have, the rumor is Shane and The Undertaker closing the show.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you who the difference. Well, Double A posted the breaking news that John Cena said he cleared to wrestle. So.
I was thinking, man, that's an April Fool joke, man.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. Him being cleared to wrestle don't mean he's gonna wrestle. They don't have no match on the. I can see them pulling Shane. Well, first I thought he was gonna pull. Well, I thought it was stupid for them to have Shane take that dive on Raw. But I mean, it's whatever. I have no clue what happened on SmackDown.
Me either. I was watching and I turned. I was going back and forth between that and Scandal, but. Scandal got better, so
I know is my plans got changed from tonight till tomorrow. So morning, so I was like, okay. So I cut this on. I almost forgot it was on. I cut it on late. And WrestleMania was great tonight. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night is gonna be let's see, we got the Sting Roundtable, then we have the
Sting Love Fest.
Yeah. Yes, then we have the Hall of Fame.
It starts with the NXT Pro Show at 4 p.m.
Look, then we have the I'm not running out of whole card. I'm just saying, like, the stuff. So then we got we have the Hall of Fame. That's important because Sting's going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. And then on Sunday, we have a 4.5, 5-hour Raw. So.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This is. We got back to back Raw. Then we got Raw on Monday. So
I mean, like we said, we were more excited for the stuff that's going on the network per se than the actual, you know, WrestleMania Sunday event. So it is what it is. We get over it, pass it, and get ready. For SummerSlam, that's all
I know is WrestleMania has been great. We had two title changes tonight. WrestleMania was awesome. I will say this, that even though Triple H isn't racist, those fans in Texas was, because they was all for Asuka when she came out there cheering for and everything, as long as they thought she had no chance of winning. She won that match. And you would have thought that it was shades of Brock Lesnar Beast Undertaker.
People eyes get big.
They were in disbelief. Oh my god. Oh my. Amen. If you ever want to know what the fans feel like when John Cena loses, in a bizarro world, would it have been like if John Cena was a female and lost a match and everybody loved John Cena? You saw it tonight. Because they was upset. They wanted. They wanted Lady Cena to win. And I like Bayley, by the way. That's not saying that in an insulting way. That's just talking about shades of her, you know, her character and everything about, you know, being the good girl. But, you know, I mean, she worked. And everybody, they worked tonight. They worked tonight. Those folks worked tonight. And it was just a great show. And, you know, anybody who ever says and has this belief in their mind that people don't know anybody outside of WWE. everybody knew who Nakamura was. And if they didn't, they know now.
Yeah.
They learned tonight.
And if they anything, learned. You know, looking at it, I'll say it's also one of those things where, from my point of view, I look at it like him coming here, with these wrestlers coming over here, the Japanese wrestlers coming over here to wrestle NXT, it's not, they don't, I don't know if they realize it, but it's not just them coming over here making money and making a name for themselves here in the States. It's also them sending recognition back over there, overseas. Because now people are like, whoa, I mean, look at tonight, back-to-back matches with two Japanese wrestlers that rocked it. People gonna go back and they gonna start looking and be like, wait a minute, hold up. Let me do some research and find out who else is over there.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to ever be left out, Scott. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, of course, dude, no more evidence than who was in the ring, in the stands tonight, in the audience.
Yep.
You know?
Nobody wants to. Can I say one thing to my cohort, Rage? My man, you know, you my man, 100 grand right now. Don't get in your feelings, man. Just
dude, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's just you don't have to. You don't even have to do that. I'm fine.
Listen to me now. I'm trying to get this sound advice. You know, you becoming a man. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet as a man, and it's, you know, you mess up, you admit it, you move on, because people more willing to work with you. When you know you when you man up, then you know deny or sweep under the rug. All I'm saying, you my man, 100 grand right now. You know I want nothing but the best for you. You know, and you know you have people that have set the table already. Mess around, you know, this weekend here. You know, so. Just saying.
Well, I'm glad you can say it because I ain't saying it. Yeah. I've been willing to work with somebody, but a lie is a liar. So
oh my gosh!
So over here in the chat room, we got Josh E. with the high tower. Can you meet your phone,
what
please?
The hell is that noise? Somebody moving furniture?
That's Rage. That's Rage. That's why I said
no, it's not Rage. It's not Rage.
Yes, it is.
Rage, your thing lights up when noise comes through. When anybody says something or something comes to their phone, it lights up on your Skype. Everyone sees it. It's you. Are you going to lie about this?
It's a head to it?
It's him. Uh-oh. Everybody sees it flashing.
I knew the Joker, the Cheshire Cat was coming out of nowhere. I knew he was. Any chance he get to pick somebody when he down.
The Joker. Oh, come on now.
That's the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's Squires. I thought it was somebody else. Okay.
Oh.
It's cool. My bad.
Oh, you just saw a comic character that assumed it was Surfer. I know. Yeah.
I heard that motherfucking cat ate the canary green, so.
No. My knees are fine. I can jump 3 feet in the air.
Oh, wow. Let me do this real quick, y'all. Shout outs. Pastor Dell. We got Pastor Dell, Surfer, Mr. Hightower. What's up, Mr. Hightower? Josh.
Oh,
Wario. What's up, Wario? Yeah. Wario.
He coming. That means he coming.
We got Dr. Doom. And all of us. Let's see. Matt E. Legend. I'm looking for Echelon. I don't see Echelon, though. We got Rick Durr. What's up, Rick? And five anonymous users. One of them is probably me because I didn't sign in the Skype. I mean, sign in the chat yet.
He making this. He on the campaign trail. He started. He tried to start last night, but now he working his way toward Delaware, mapping all across the Red Ear weekend.
Walking around,
shaking hands and kissing. shaking hands and kissing, baby. He come.
Handing out bumper stickers.
He started off earlier, you know, all pumped up, ready to eat Munchlax, and then he evolved. By the time them shows come, he turned to Snorlax. Be like, who is that snoring in the phone?
Get that guy an evolution stone.
Oh, there you go. What's up, sir?
What the heck are you talking about?
See, surfer. I'm about to show you how to do a fun show. I'm just messing with you, sir. Hey, sir.
I knew we were coming.
Surfer, welcome to Rage's Roost.
Oh, God.
He finally got his wish.
Did he want that?
That's what he wanted. All he had to do was tell one lie. All he had to do, but he figured out what he had to do to become the heel he wanted to be. Piss off Double A on WrestleMania weekend. Look, should have learned this lesson from Rex last year, but no.
He already got drunk from the lack of movies Rage had seen in his life. So we was playing, we was drinking shots every time he said he didn't see a movie.
This is just something.
I just want to know, is Terry going to get called tonight? Terry's getting called tonight by somebody.
This is the situation. Everybody know, might as well put it out. The situation was, it was Rage said, we said we were going to go ahead and call Terry tonight, right? But the thing was how can we ensure that Terry was going to be around? So Rage's homework was to contact Terry somehow and say, look, I want to talk to you. Can I call you, on Saturday when I get up from work or something like that? And, that way he could have set a time, whatever it was, so Terry would have been available. He said, how am I supposed to do that? I was like, figure it out. Because, that's what you do. I've been a manager places before. When you're dealing with grown men or whatever and you need them to think, you expect people to think. See, I was like, do what you got to do.
Should Rage just press 1 on his phone and hit call, and it'll call Terry directly?
Speed up.
You know what? How about we call him right now? Call him now.
Just press 1 on your phone.
Call him right now.
What he was trying to tell you, Rage, is if we call him now, he doesn't answer the phone. It's probably because he's not expecting the call. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Friday night. We're going to party.
By the way, just putting this out there, that seeing that there are things that were being produced by Rage that he didn't contact the producer of the show to let him know exactly what was going on tonight. Just letting that, airing that out there.
Like what?
He's saying that you didn't tell him that you're going to let him know that you're going to call Terry.
Oh my god.
Tony, you better get a hold of this boy. You're the one sponsoring him.
Hey.
That's your sponsor.
Hold on. What is that? What is that rubbing, that sandpaper like noise going?
it's my shirt.
Can we call dude right now, please?
That's Rage's feet.
Rage is running on the treadmill.
No, your eyes rubbing or what?
The mic is on my shirt.
Okay, you take it off.
You got a clip on mic?
What, you got a lapel?
No.
A clip on mic.
He's got a bolo mic.
Dude, just call
on the mics right. People use.
I don't get it with him. Sometimes I really think this dude, I don't know if he has lead or what, but.
Right. Rage, I'm gonna have.
Chips?
We about to have an intervention right here. My intervention.
No,
listen
no,
to me, Rage.
You gotta, man,
you my dude. Listen to me. Listen to me.
To get over your problem, you got to admit you have a problem, Rage.
No. What I'm telling you is, Rage, your actions, the things that you do, they have a ripple effect to your show. And one, your cohort there, my friend Lee Champion, you have to understand Lee is the type of person, I don't know if you know your personnel, but I'm being honest with you. He can only take so much because he go through a lot to do your show. I'm just being honest. We shooting WrestleMania.
It ain't just me, Tony. It ain't just me. Double A.
And I understand. I'm just talking about
anything.
So I can accept responsibility when responsibility needs to be taken accounted for. But when I don't get something. What am I supposed to do? Just sit there and bite the bullet when I shouldn't have?
As an outsider,
I don't understand why you need a phone call to remind you when your show starts.
Why I need a phone call?
The thing is, I made that mistake and I coddled him for the last year.
coddled.
Okay, everybody on this call outside of me and Double A and Reed, we got four extra people on this call. If you scroll up to the first comment on the side, you'll see where Double A called Rage a screenshot, and Rage will not admit the fact that Double A, he said Double A did not call him. Where it's clearly
on Facebook. And not only that, Lee, that we do this every single week. When the rant's over, what do? I immediately call you guys. It's not that I call Lee and then wait to call Rage. No, I call both at the same time. It's
so
week after
week.
I
don't answer the
I
phone.
I didn't say that.
Is what you're
I
trying
did,
to say.
No.
That's exactly what you're trying to say.
That's not what
you're trying to say. That
Rage
I don't answer the phone every
it.
Time you call after the rant.
No. He's saying that he does the. He wow. makes the call.
I
that's
make the call. I make the call every week. Mm. So you've known now for when did I give the lineup for the marathon? Seven weeks ago. So we've known that you guys were going to be on at midnight for like 7 weeks.
And then he won't answer the direct Rage. Why weren't you available at 12? Just answer that.
I was available at 12.
But
what
wait
are you
a minute.
Talking
okay.
about?
Okay.
I was
okay.
available at
okay.
12.
So you said you were available at 12.
Call, so I called
okay.
you.
No. Okay, but Double A. He just said now in front of all these witnesses he's available at 12. But Ray's, didn't you just say you were in the bathroom at 12?
Yes. He did say that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I did.
Quarter minute lie. Quarter minute lie.
As soon as I rushed out.
Quarter minute lie.
No.
No.
And then,
it's
and
not
then,
a lie. Because as soon as I rushed out, I came in and I called.
No. No, you didn't.
I called. I called.
No, you were. You. I know exactly.
This is what I'm talking about.
I know
if
exactly.
Rage. When your shift starts at Home Depot, does your
no? I know exactly.
Rage. When your shift starts at Home Depot, does your boss
go
call
ahead
you
say, what am
to
I
remind you
right now?
I know exactly.
You think
what
I don't take this seriously? You think I don't care? Is that what you're trying to say?
Not tonight, you
Rage.
Do.
That's
Rage.
Cool, though. It's cool that you think I don't care.
Rage.
Don't try to use that guilty.
No.
Don't try to
no.
use that reverse.
I'm going
to
tell
no,
you something. No, no, no. I'm going to tell you something.
No, because it's what you're trying to say.
No, I'm going
to
tell
cool
you something.
It's cool that you think I don't care,
no,
and it's
gonna,
fine.
I'm going to tell
I get
you
it.
Exactly something.
Totally.
Because I don't ask anything from anybody out of the entire year. Once out of the year, I want everything to run perfectly. Because this is the time of the year where not only do we get a chance to show what we can do, but we also get a rare opportunity where we can build a bigger audience. We get a lot of new listeners during this particular weekend, and everything has to be perfect. Perfect. And you knew this. You've known this because we've been doing this marathon for years already. What I don't understand is why at 12 o'clock you were not ready. That's what I don't get. Because I called Lee before 12, and I called you at the same time. My exact words to Lee were, let me call
Rage. I got on my phone on Skype, and I haven't seen that you called, so I called you.
So let me ask you this then. If I didn't call you at 12 on the dot, how come you didn't call me at 12 on the dot, and you waited until 12:04?
12:04? I waited until 12:04?
Rage,
oh
we
my
were.
God! I waited until 12:04.
Now it's always
so. 12:03.
I can't believe what the fuck I am hearing right now.
I texted you at 12:03.
You don't give a damn because you were watching NXT. You know how I know this, right? Because
yeah,
you were posting crap in the group page, which by the way I've deleted. You were posting
okay.
You were posting crap in the group page 7 minutes before coming on the air.
But he said he was in the bathroom.
But you said you were in the bathroom.
He can't even lie again. You know why? Because he wasn't in the bathroom. He was on his laptop watching NXT and posting stuff on the group page.
So you bought the beer at
no.
exactly.
9:53.
Oh, and it was just a little convenient, by the way, that he came on when the match was finally over.
As soon as it went off.
When the match
so,
was
so,
over.
So you really bought the beer at 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock. You know you've been fucked up, don't you?
And the thing was, even though Double A was mad, that what made matters worse was the fact that Rage lied.
It's not a lie. Sure. I'm going to keep saying it wasn't
said,
a fucking lie.
He said I didn't
it wasn't
text
a fucking lie.
Okay.
It's not a lie.
So this text message that I have in my phone, he said he never received my text, even though my text went through.
I didn't get your text message.
I have
get,
a, I get a read report whenever you open my text message.
I didn't get it. I didn't read it. I haven't seen a text message since I've been on this call.
So it's just out of sheer coincidence that your Skype is not working and your text messages are not working. All these things are not working.
What is this, Mercury in retrograde? What's going on? I don't get
everything is not working. I'm not saying everything. I'm not about to argue with this shit tonight. I'm not about to do it.
So wait. All right, well, when I ask you a direct question, just one more time, I just want to make sure I'm not going crazy.
And then on top of that, he shows respect he's not trying to disrespect me, the marathon, the network, and things like that. But he calls into the pre-show for NXT. There's audio problems on his end, and we clearly hear him playing video games. I'm not making this up. This is exactly what I heard because I heard the show live.
And playing video games.
I heard it myself, and you know what? I can even go back and let me see here. I have a message here that somebody else corroborates with that.
When you're doing a show, your attention should be only on the show, not trying to multitask and watch TV and play games and talk to people while you're doing the show. Either do the show or don't do the show.
Here's the quote. This is not mine. This is not me. This is from somebody else. There's a lot of people on, plus Rage's audio.
Wow.
Those are not my words. That's somebody else's words.
He could just own up and say, yeah, I did it. I lied.
You don't give a damn, Rage. Face it. You don't give a damn. You really don't. Because otherwise we wouldn't have the same conversation. Why do we go over the technical problems week after week? Why is it that when we're telling you we hear feedback, you don't listen, you act like we're bullshitting you? That's week after week after week.
I try and fix this shit every week. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Stop making all that noise. It's late. I want you to get in trouble.
I don't know.
You know what, man? No. Because I'm getting tired of this shit. And then
you're not prepared for this show, obviously, because you don't have your contest stuff ready. When you had probably all day to do it, you should have shored that stuff up. Instead of maybe being on the pre-show for NXT, maybe you should have been preparing for the show instead.
Yeah, you said you had the day off. What happened all day when you ain't get the pre-show and the contest stuff ready?
Nah, he don't care. He don't give a damn. I'm spending all this time, a month, weeks into preparation for the thing. I'm gonna be up till maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning preparing for stuff for the rest of the weekend. But no, Rage has the day off. Rage had the luxury of scratching his balls all day, and he chose to wait till the last minute to do stuff for the show.
That's what I go through every week. Hey, Rage. So let me ask you this, Rage. So go ahead. Who? Go ahead and finish your contest. Who won? Who won the contest?
I mean,
I'm ready for it, by the way. Been ready for it.
Okay, well, how you want to do this?
This other shit.
Who you going to... how you want to reveal who the winner of the contest was? Who's going to be the co-host on the night? Who's going to be the host or co-host or whatever it is on the 19th?
So,
drum roll, please.
Am I allowed to talk?
Say what you got to say.
So,
you said you took care of the show for this today. You said you took care of everything. You told me that on last Tuesday. You said I got everything taken care of, Lee. I asked you on the air. That's what you told me.
You done? Oh, wait. Are you done?
Say what you got to say, man.
So Lee's not going to be on the 19th. So, I asked everyone in the group. I posted a post saying basically to enter this contest called the Hijack the Show Contest. And you pretty much get a chance to host or co-host, whichever you like, the show on April the 19th. You liked the post. You entered your names. I got all the names right here in this hat. And the winner of the Hijack the Show contest is Michael Loot. Michael Loot.
Congratulations, Michael Luke.
Maybe you should Luke. Maybe you should draw a second name, Rage, so that way we can have two replacements for that day.
That was very distasteful.
So disrespectful.
What a distasteful remark.
Wait, I can't.
I am livid, beyond pissed.
So right Double A, you said it might not even be a show on the 19th.
I might just air country music.
Ooh, tired. Jimmy Wang Yang,
ridiculous.
Jimmy Wang Yang Hayes.
Hey man, hold on. What is that?
I'm tired of biting shit that's beyond my fucking control.
What are you doing? Open a fortune cookie?
Did you put them in plastic like Easter eggs?
What it sounds like?
Come on, man. Not the plastic Easter egg.
He saved all of his eggs from Easter.
You guys are going too far with this, okay?
And put little names in there to draw.
and scramble them up, really?
I wish you could play with the name that you can hear in the background.
That tumble.
Rage has got that green. He's got that green grass all over his room.
All right, let's. I like what Double A does. Double A does the thing. He be like, the winner is. You hear him open up the envelope. You heard Rage in the background, like crumpling paper.
Opening eggs.
You know what it sounds like. You know how on movies they show in jail they got to use newspaper for toilet paper. They crumple it up.
Come on, man.
That's what it sounds like. Oh, I can't do it.
When you're trying to use newspaper, you got to try to crumple it up to soften it up first.
That sounds like there's some experience there.
No, newspaper is that. That's some rough paper.
I mean, cooking grilled cheese sandwiches in a brown paper bag with a hot iron.
Shoebox oven.
What's the thing they call Surfer where they take the glove or the and the lotion? What's it called, Surfer?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's like, you don't know.
What's it called? A fifi.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fifi. Hey, Rage, are you calling Terry or no?
Do what you have to do. Do what you have to do.
No, I'm just asking. This contest that we we advertise this on the show. Are we not doing it?
Call him now. Call him.
Who's the second name?
Do you remember the stipulations, Rage? Or no?
Do I need to call him?
Do you remember the stipulations, Rage? Yes or no?
You're getting tired of saying call him.
See, he refuses to answer close any questions. He refuses to answer.
That was my answer. I said
that's not
call
no, that's
him.
Not an answer. I asked you. That's not an answer.
You know, Lee, I'm not a kid.
I'm not telling you a child. You know what? You're right. You're not, because a child can even answer yes or no.
Okay. Call him.
You got to ask Double A. Well, you know what? Since you won't ask Double A, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, I know some of y'all didn't hear because y'all were calling. I just got finished watching WrestleMania. It was great.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Lee.
Yes, sir.
Terry is getting called tonight, one way or another. So, well, somebody getting pranked tonight, man.
Double A got called, and Double A is hot right now. So I'm not messing with him. I'm not pissing the playoff in no way, no how. And Rage won't ask him. That's why I said Rage gotta ask him. Look, this is all Rage's idea.
Tony, it sounds like the A team of the prank calls are gonna have to step up.
This was your idea. Yours. Not mine. No, yours.
You're right, it was, but you know what? You agreed to it.
Yeah, right? I agreed to it.
You agreed. You said, you know what?
That's a verbal.
If you're going to say this is somebody's idea, this was yours.
Well, no, Double A said, let's hold it off until WrestleMania weekend. That's what I'm saying. True. Because you're the one that put this. I'm the one that created this, but Double A said, let's put it off to WrestleMania weekend. And now that's in jeopardy because you pissed him off. He is really mad, Rage. I mean, I'm talking about, like, Lee's mad at me, and then 2 minutes later, Lee's, you know, laughing and joking with me. Like, you know, because I know how to. Double A is really pissed off right now. So, I'm the least of your worries. I pissed him off.
Right.
Yeah, you did, Rage. He's not mad at me.
Your pink slip's on his desk right now.
Look, I knew how important this was to him.
Tired of blame fools.
So that I would not have any excuse, I took off from work. Like I said, the dude only asks one week in a year do he ever ask us for anything. That goes for everybody on the network. Anybody who know, you just got some behind the scenes thing. Double A don't ever ask nobody for anything ever except for that one weekend. That's it, ever. One weekend out of the whole year, he asked for that. And everybody knows, look. So you're saying I fucked it up.
I fucked it up. Me, Rage, single-handedly fucked this weekend up.
No, he's not saying that.
Don't get emotional like a woman. Don't do that.
No, I'm not getting emotional.
You are, because you take it to an extreme. You said you would be here at 12 o'clock. He asked us what time we wanted to go on. You said you could do it. You even said it the other day. You said, I'm off that day. I don't work. We had a whole conversation on Tuesday. I'm off the day. I said, Rage, is there anything you need me to do to set up? You said no. I asked you that question, Rage. It's all on tape. That's the thing. Like, you can't – that's the thing that irritates me is that when you lie about stuff, you lying and there's no proof. I'd be like, whatever. He got me. I wish I had – I'd be like – I would sit up there and be like, man, I wish I had the proof because I know what I said would say. You might even have me doubt myself for a second.
I wish I could screenshot my recent calls because I see nothing – In my recent calls. Okay, I really wish I can screenshot this.
Nobody calls your phone.
Because I can really... It's on Skype. I'm on my Skype app right now. I'm looking right at it. It says nothing in my recent calls. Okay. Zip. Nothing.
Rage, the fact that everybody else sees the screenshot, okay, just because... Okay, Rage, if...
That I can't alter because it's on the app.
Rage, what I'm telling you is this, okay? What I'm telling you is just because you didn't hear it or you didn't get it doesn't mean the call wasn't made. I'm not saying – nobody ever said your Skype wasn't working. Your Skype might not have picked it up. What I'm saying to you is this. It shows that he added me and you. I sat there and watched the little thing try to call you, and the Double A was like, where is he? As a matter of fact, he'd be like, where is this knucklehead? And I was like, I know he don't mind me saying that. I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and text him. Because he just texted me about 20 minutes before then. And that's when I text.
What the hell is that noise?
That's him.
It's the mic up against my shirt. I don't know.
It sounds like you're trying to start a fire with two sticks.
Well, if you know it's making that noise, why don't you take it off your shirt?
Why don't you just use the, like, your phone?
Okay, why don't you,
use the phone?
Do the podcast without a shirt on.
Well, now you're just turning me on.
I'm saying then you won't have to worry about nothing rubbing.
I'm dead.
Fraction.
I'm done.
But to sit up there and say, and then the only reason why I didn't post it because it's got your phone number on there, I text you and you gonna tell me I didn't text you? Saying you got one, then you said I was sitting right here calling you. And it was like, Rage, no, you weren't calling because he was calling you. And you like, I was in the bathroom. I was like, okay, which is it? Were you calling or were you in the bathroom? And then every time I ask you a direct question, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Rage, did Double A call you? I don't want to talk about it. Let's just move on. So it's whatever.
But what about Terry?
Because he said
we were promised Terry.
I know.
Terry.
And then I feel like I lied.
Car subject change.
Yep. And I feel like I lied to everybody.
I think Rick Shaw should call Tony.
Terry. You gonna call Tony?
And you know what else? Without the craziest part is the fact that see, Rage don't want to do it no way. See, I'm gonna tell you what he gonna
y'all
do.
Y'all want me to text?
No, you did. Rage wanna do it, but I'm telling you because I know how Rage mind is. That's why you know why he said call him.
Go ahead.
You know why? Short. You know why? Because he gonna call him and say something smart. He ain't gonna call him like we think he call him, like he promised.
Really?
He gonna call him and probably say something like, "Oh, this is Lee" or whatever. I know how Rage thinks.
I'm really glad you think that. I'm really glad you feel that way.
Tony, you got the Terry situation with Tony. Whatever you gotta do, if that's what you want to hear, Tony, you can make it work. Cause
call him. Call him.
It's beyond me. I don't have the means to call.
Let me pull out my text message.
Rage was supposed to have called him earlier this week and didn't do it. And then didn't tell me he didn't do it. Just didn't do it.
Hey, Lee.
Sir?
You see that bouncing down the street?
What?
The ball that Rage dropped? Drop the ball.
But you let him? You let him tell it. He said, we picking with him. He said this is nothing like what happened with Rex last year. He said this is completely different.
Rage.
He ain't gonna talk to you.
I'm gonna set the stage right now. I just want you to just one last time just to explain your story. I'm gonna set the stage. You ready?
No, I'm not explaining anything. I'm done explaining.
They don't wanna do it. Oh, cut that.
Hey, walking away with your head down.
No, the thing is this. Okay, cut that down.
Cut it off, Matt.
The thing is this. He's not going to recite his story because he's not going to take that chance now to get in court and a lie. So he's not going to say anything. He's just going to say he don't want to talk about it. So... at this point, you know what? At this point, let me log on to the WitchCon. And I'm going to go ahead, even though I said I wasn't going to do it. So WrestleMania this year, I'm going to go ahead. I know I got two anti-Samoans on the call. I don't know how y'all feel. Look, I know Double A don't like Samoa Joe. And Tony and Scott don't like Roman Reigns or any other Samoan.
Any Samoan.
Since when you got beef with Samoa Joe?
I don't. I got a beef with the mother Samoans. Samoa Joe is fine.
Okay. He's one of the good ones. You ain't like Umaga?
No, I didn't like Umanga.
What about Rosie, no?
No.
Well, hold on. You mean tell me you ain't like the Samoan SWAT team in WCW? Nah, I knew you ain't.
They had Paul Lee. They was all right. They was the all good right. ones.
What about Yoko, though?
What about who?
Yoko.
Yokozuna.
Hell no. He made a camera explode in my man's face.
But wait a minute. You ain't like WWE Hogan. You said you only like Hollywood.
That's true. You right.
But if the camera exploding, you wouldn't have a Hollywood.
That's kind of true, but Thunder in Paradise was a little bit more of a reason. In the Three Ninjas franchise, Mr. Nanny. He had to go shoot Mr. Nanny. Suburban Commando. All
right. So, this Sunday, they added this no DQ stipulation, and I'm probably way off with this. I'm going to say this, and me saying this probably means absolutely nothing. I'm probably being in one of those moments where I'm just saying something that is the chances of it happening is probably slim to none. But them adding that no DQ stipulation, I really think it means something.
The Rock gonna help him win.
I don't know what it's gonna be. It could be anything. It could be Dean Ambrose coming down there. It could be the Shield turn. It could be anything. I feel like it's gonna be a double turn though. I feel like Roman Reigns is they gonna go ahead and he's gonna be heel. He's going to be champion. I don't see him walking out there without the championship.
Triple H is not going to lay down clean, basically.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to be WrestleMania 17 all over again.
So do you think The Rock comes out, helps him, and then he takes out The Rock?
Nope. I think Shane gonna beat Undertaker and then come out and help Roman Reigns win the championship.
There it is.
Just like WrestleMania 17 when Vince lost, but he came out and helped Stone Cold. I think Shane gonna win. And then because who's the number besides Shane, who's the
But Shane gonna close the show though,
No, the championship matches.
They confirmed that?
They said it was the main event.
No, but they saying
is it double main event? Because Undertaker's always announced Undertaker match as a main event.
They're saying Vince is push the button, man. That's what the rumor is.
If this is the Undertaker's last match, I can see him going out in the final.
Is that a stipulation that, like, if he loses, he got to retire something?
Yeah, this will be his final match if he loses.
Well, his final WrestleMania.
No, this is the final match, period. He's supposed to be done.
I'm not trying to, say anybody. Like, I mean, is that confirmed? The reason I'm saying because of his final match against Shane McMahon.
Yeah, I said it was his final Mania.
The stipulation is if he loses, he can never perform at WrestleMania again.
Okay.
That's it.
So he can wrestle somewhere else like he's been doing for the last
year.
Brock at like two times. He was on Raw and he was doing that. Okay. All right.
That's the kicker.
They just messed that man's career up all types of way. All types of way. I mean, what could have been a lasting legacy where, like, they done just messed it up where his career started to look like Flair's towards the end. Wait till they give him that Hall of Fame. I can see Undertaker come back and Undertaker needs a championship. His ring will be his championship. And then he'll have his Hall of Fame ring on the line. They'll put it. Look, it'll be like that thing from Lord of the Rings. His precious. Because that's all he goes. He got that chance.
Put him in a stable.
My precious. Oh, I text Terry too, so I'm just waiting on the call, the text back.
Oh, you crazy? You text her from your phone? Oh, you crazy, dude?
Hey,
Tony don't care, dude.
Yo, come on in. This WrestleMania weekend, man, we got to pull out all the stops. Hell, you just seen an NXT show? They pull out all the stops. Hell, we promised people a prank. We got to give them a prank.
Wait a minute. Let me go back to this real quick because I want to make sure I know this correct. I want to make sure I'm hearing this correct. So the New Day is wrestling, but their championships ain't on the line.
Nope.
Correct.
It's a 3-on-4, right?
They don't need to have their titles online.
They beat them every match.
It's WrestleMania.
That lets you know that they
should be on the line.
That lets you know
they're not worthy of a title shot.
The Euro Nation is going to win since the titles ain't on the line.
That's fine.
I'd rather them wrestle it with a guaranteed win and not wrestle a championship on the line at all. You at WrestleMania, your championships ain't on the line. It ain't the New Day fault, but why would you book? I mean, come on now. Why you? So you know what that means? That the win or loss ain't gonna mean anything. Is this a proving ground match? What's the point? Who's gonna care if it's the winner or the loser? How many times have champions of the past lost their matches when it? Okay, so in other words, you telling me the New Day gonna lose then? That's why the championship's not online.
I think the feud will go on past WrestleMania to eventually the New Day maybe dropping the belts.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that. If you wanted to increase pay-per-view buys, or get people watching and get other people to buy tickets, and New Day one of the most popular people in there, put them, because at this point, it's like, who can't? I mean, there's no chance.
They already got beat by M-Brain, so it don't even matter.
But they're not going to lose any. They're not going to lose anything. So what they're basically telling me is that the New Day is going to lose because they're going to lose the match. Because why else would they make it on title?
They've been dominating this feud since the beginning, so they gotta, like, to lose to the New Day week after week leading up to WrestleMania and then lose on top of WrestleMania, you're just saying that the Euro Nation is just a bunch of bums at that point. I mean, like, the only person that got a win was Sheamus. He got like a one win so far in the past month against these guys.
Somebody pull that card up. I want to know what's going on. I don't even know what's on the WrestleMania card. Outside of the New Day and the Roman Reigns, I don't know. I know AJ Styles has wrestled Chris Jericho as many times as Flair has wrestled Ricky Steamboat.
Yep.
There's a seven man ladder match for the IC title.
Yep.
Really? Are you serious?
Zack Ryder getting a paycheck.
Zack Ryder, Stardust,
Zack Ryder. He's not in the Andre the Giant Memorial.
Hell no, he getting the IC title shot.
Even if AJ lost, AJ should have been wrestling Owens at WrestleMania. They'd already had about four matches. Look, they had when they were having that what was that last thing they did? Roadblock. AJ and Owens weren't there because they were wrestling each other. I watched the match on YouTube. They were wrestling each other like across the country somewhere. I think they was out your way, Squires, wrestling. Or at a house show. So they wrestled like three or four times on TV. This whole Jericho thing should have been over. And AJ went into WrestleMania and he could have lost to Owens. He could have lost. He didn't have to win, but he could should at least got that. That should have been the match. Jericho again. You know why? Because in Vince's mind, Jericho, people will come out to see Jericho because
he's still the undisputed champion.
He's the undisputed champion because of what he did 15 years ago.
He's still the undisputed
champion. He's the first undisputed champion. And he's mad that Jericho cut his head. He ain't gonna never forgive him for that. So I'm telling you that.
He's making him pay for that, Lee.
Because that's crazy, man. He wrestled Jericho twice on. He wrestled him on Raw, I think, twice. I don't know if he wrestled on SmackDown. Then he wrestled at Roadblock. That should have been it. This is like when Triple H wrestled Scott Steiner back in the day. How many times are they going to wrestle each other? We just seen this match. I mean, hey, come on. He trying to milk this for what it's worth. It's like, dude, this is that. Okay, it's different between having a because one match I'll never forget was Edge versus Eddie Guerrero. What happened on Raw? Back in I don't know. I think it was a ladder match they had.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, Jeff Hardy and Undertaker, certain matches, like you look at them and you're like, wow, those could have been on pay-per-views. You know what I'm saying? But then there's some matches that were good for Raw, but that's it. They were good for Raw. Like, that was like, wow, what we've been getting lately has been so mediocre that this was a good match. And it's like Jericho and AJ was good the first time, good the second time. It was decent. They were solid matches. But, I mean, come on.
Lee, now that you bring up, you brought up Triple H and Scott Steiner, and I just thought about it. In 2003, Triple H beat every big WCW name from Scott Steiner to Booker T and Goldberg in year.
He beat them coming to the door. Because when they walked in that door, it was the Radicals versus DX, and he made it a point. He beat them coming in the door. So coming to the door, they were WCW stars.
Scott Steiner, Booker T, and Goldberg within, a seven-month period.
Y'all,
I just realized that because you brought up him and Scott Steiner. He beat Scott Steiner at Royal Rumble and No Way Out. Beat Booker T at WrestleMania. And then he beat Goldberg, I think, at later on that year.
And how many times did he beat Benoit?
Who?
Benoit.
I was just talking about. Well, Benoit beat him. Benoit made him tap out.
Was he the only one?
Yep.
He was WCW guy, huh?
And wasn't that 2000? That was 2002, wasn't it?
That was 2004. That was the next year.
Next year, okay.
That was at Mania. Remember, he beat him at Mania.
That's right. That's how he lost the championship. And he didn't even beat him. Yep. He beat Shawn. Didn't he beat Shawn Michaels?
Benoit? No, he made Triple H tap out.
Oh, he did make Triple H tap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did Flair ever get a win over Triple H when they wrestled?
Maybe a tag team victory, I think, but I don't know I don't think he never beat a one-on-one.
I'm gonna tell you, Triple H never beat Hogan though, did he?
Yeah, I mean, beat on SmackDown.
He did beat on SmackDown. Yeah. I know Triple H beat at least twice. He beat John Cena. I know that clean.
Yep.
He beat John Cena clean on Raw, I believe. Then he beat him at
He beat him at Not a Champions one time, and he beat him at clean. Another pay-per-view.
He pinned Cena clean.
Yeah. He wanted a few.
Clean, yo.
Yes. He's the game. But Benoit Hogan.
Sir, only, I just only... got your message, sir. For when did you Skype me? 12/19, you Skype. Okay.
That was a while ago.
And Goldberg beat him. Goldberg did beat him. Goldberg got his win back.
That was his contract.
Over Triple H.
Yeah, he beat Triple H too.
You know that was a Goldberg's contract.
Yeah, he put Goldberg. Only, Kevin Nash never beat him.
The only reason
never
why
put Kevin Nash over.
Who you talking about?
Triple H.
I don't think none of his buddies did, except Shawn Michaels. Hogan owned all. Wait, hold up.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
You know I'm going to say it, don't you?
Yep.
Hogan beat that.
Hogan is the only one to beat up. He beat Click.
He beat all of them. All of them worth beating, anyway. Look, he beat X-Pac in real life.
Yeah,
send him back to WWF.
That's why X-Pac be bleeding in his ass half the time.
Oh man, he's still feeling the remnants of Hulkamania running wild on him.
Hollywood Hogan running wild on him. Yeah, send him packing. Hogan about the only one to say that he beat all them guys. Well, he never fought Scott Hall, but yeah.
I'm sure there's footage somewhere of him beating him. I'm sure he beat him as Razor Ramon somewhere back in the day.
No, man.
We can't say that for sure, because I'm sure
come on, back in the day
where he we don't know.
That's just a house show somewhere.
That's just like when Ultimate Warrior beat Andre before Warrior's music went off.
But it's footage of that.
It's footage of that. I'm telling you,
probably footage of those matches.
Yeah, it's Coliseum home video. That
I'm looking on a list right now. Triple H beat Bret Hart. It had to have been back in the day where he was like European champion or something,
Hunter,
then, right?
Before he left, Hunter,
he had to have been then.
Probably
because it says he beat.
It's probably doing that little feud, and it might have happened. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it probably
he ain't beat him clean, and I bet that. No, Bret Hart had as much goddamn creative control as Hogan. That's why he went crazy about that.
If he did, then Hogan wouldn't have walked out of WrestleMania 9. Exactly, WrestleMania 9 with that championship.
Well, he won winning that one. His creative control card got trumped that night. Because that one happened. Hell no. He ain't putting no Bret Hart. Hogan pulled his card on Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam, 2005? Well, you doing the job, buddy.
And Hogan never fought Bret, right?
They had a match on Nitro.
That was
they
it.
They ended
though.
Up
never...
jumping Sting.
Never in WWF.
Basically Hogan ran from Bret as far as I just watched a video where they talked about the 10 people Hogan wouldn't wrestle because every time they was going to put him in a feud, the fans was cheering for the other guy. Hogan didn't like that shit, like Jake the Snake. Like they were supposed to have this big feud and everybody started cheering Jake the Snake and they backed off from it, so.
Yeah, Hogan ain't want to wrestle. Just like Stone Cold ain't want to wrestle.
Brock
Lesnar.
No. He ain't want to lose the way he lost to Brock. He ain't want to wrestle. He ain't want to wrestle. Jeff Jarrett. He said Jeff Jarrett wasn't on his level.
Yeah, I would have that motherfucker either.
I know Slam Jeff Jarrett. I give Jeff Jarrett credit in areas where credit is due, but I never saw Jeff Jarrett as a main eventer.
He is the chosen one, Lee.
Sorry. If he didn't own the company, he wouldn't have been champion.
Exactly. And I will say this, though. I will say this. Him, even though he was owner of the company and stuff, he did put other people over. Yep. He was one of the ones that kept himself the champion the whole time.
Like my boy Triple H.
Because all of AJ's wins came when he was Jared ran the company. Because once Hogan got there, they took that championship off AJ. He didn't get it again until
Dixie to Hogan left.
Yeah, Hogan left. Come on, Hogan got there. Who left? Jay Lethal was there for a little while, but Chris Daniels, that's who. Then he came back after Hogan. Yeah, so. But he did. R-Truth got two championships under Jeff Jarrett.
Yep.
That was all that's under Jarrett. True. Jarrett did that.
Under Ron Killings, right?
Ron Killings.
Ron Killings.
Two-time champion. Who else? Ken Shamrock.
Petey Brown. Ain't that name Petey? No. Monty Brown.
Nah, he ain't giving the money.
He got a title shot. I said Petey Brown.
Yeah, he got a title shot. You know what, Monty, if had he stayed, he would have probably got it.
Hey, anybody remember that Rampage Jackson title run?
Hell no. He was supposed to get it.
Was he really?
Ortiz.
Remember Pac-Man was a tag team champion? Adam Jones?
Yeah. 11.
Yeah.
Remember 11-11-11?
But he wouldn't get in the ring and wrestle. What was 11-11-11? I remember it, but not vaguely.
Wasn't that when Tito Ortiz and all them showed up?
Yep. And Willow.
They tried to capitalize off that 10-10-10.
Willow. 10 times the power. 10 times the strength.
When Ric Flair was putting his Hall of Fame ring on the line against Abyss.
Against Abyss.
How you go to another promotion and your Hall of Fame ring from WWF is you putting it on the line?
Well, remember Hogan gave Abyss his Hall of Fame ring.
It gave him strength. It gave him strength. It not only gave him strength, it gave him the ability. It gave him the ability to Hulk up, and it gave him a modified version of Hogan's theme song.
Yeah, like he was Hal Jordan or something.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Like you got a green man right there. Yeah, he said the oath, and he came out there, and it was like, well.
Look, if your initials are HHH, I'm just saying, them three H's hold a lot of power.
Mr. HGH.
Just saying. No HHH.
Poor what Hurricane Helms was 1-8 short, huh?
Yeah, he was. The Rock put him over though. He beat The Rock, so. He's one of the few people that can say he was a mid-carder that beat The Rock.
Everybody.
Hurricane Helms.
Well, everybody beat The Rock back when Rock first came out because they really treated him like a... They had him come
I'm
out
talking
there,
about Hurricane Helms.
Hurricane
Are you
Helms,
talking about Rocky Maivia?
No, the hamburger.
Talking about Maivia. Yeah, the hamburger beat him.
Look like a pinata with a streamer hanging down.
With the pineapple head and the paper mache outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pineapple head.
Yeah. The Hamburglar beat him.
Hamburglar beat him.
I know stuff on like that.
You know what the funniest thing was that Shane Helms used to do though when he was Hurricane? The funniest thing he used to do to me, I don't know why, was because everybody knew he couldn't do it. But it was like he believed he could.
When he flew away?
No.
Oh, that choke slam.
When he would put his hands around their throat and it really looked. Because for a second, you believed he was going to pick him up, right?
It's so clear, somebody.
Because the way he posed and positioned his body, right? He would put his hands around his throat, and you know good and well he wasn't lifting them up in the air. But,
God damn. He chose land the Rock. That night on Raw.
Brock said, get your hamburger looking at it. Yo, I'm telling you. So, I said it before, all these wrestlers, everybody want to hear when I talk about it, but they recycle these wrestlers' gimmicks because, like, all people do, they take these gimmicks and they just turn it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They turn it up to, they make it their own, but they turn it up. So it's like no different than Ric Flair. Ric Flair, he took, you know, Ric Flair took gimmicks. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said, hey,
That was that.
Hey.
Hey, bud.
Get ready to go. Get ready, Corn. I forgot the guy's name.
Wait, hold up. So, Surfer. Now, we know you couldn't spell it, but please tell me you can please enunciate. Laquan.
Laquan, yeah. Get ready.
You ready to go on, Laquan?
Hold on. I'm texting right now. I'm asking, can I give him a call?
Can I holler at you?
Uh-oh. I told you. Tony C specializes in results. Goddammit. We promise on this network and we're going to deliver.
Let me look on my Skype. Let me see something. Rage, are you going to talk to him or no?
I said call him.
Oh, God. Well, as soon as he texts me back, that we got all systems
going. Bring the loop down.
You better perk up because Terry might be over there.
Salivating. Perk up.
No, you got to do this for like 6 or 7 minutes, according to the agreement.
And set a date. 7 minutes with Laquan.
7 minutes in heaven.
Got to set a date with Laquan for 7 minutes.
Keep on the phone. You know it ain't nothing for me to change my number next week. So, you know.
Oh, I know. I got to delete like 5 of them. I said, this dude must work for the mafia. I thought Surfer was like Tommy from Martin. We don't know what he do, but I really don't know what Tony do. Because every time I'm like, well, he got burner phone? He's like, it's my new number.
Yep, I toss him out.
He's special. Hey, I can get rid of SIM cards, or what is he doing? I'm like, oh, bought a bag of SIM cards.
A bag of them.
That's the track phone from Dollar General.
I told you, color folks, and your Obama phones. You know.
if he hit back,
what did you do to earn that Obama phone?
Look here.
What program did you sign up for?
What program did you sign up for? Did you get that with WIC coupons?
Uh-oh.
No EBT cards could allow you to secure Obama phone? That Obama.
All right, you know, so, my tax money pays for that phone.
Pays for that phone? Why somebody told, who was it? They told, what were we watching? Oh, it was the funniest thing. So the children wanted to go see, name that was Zootopia, and it was a scene in there, and they made that thing as real as I said. The children don't get it, but as adults, we get it. And they had the police officer, and they was telling her, "My taxes pay your salary and all types of stuff." Like, the children's movie.
That's a fucking adult movie and shit about racism of all things.
Well, that movie was about racism. I did not know that walking into that movie, that Zootopia. They called
Come
us
on, now it's called Zootopia now.
I know. I was Come like, on, I was like, so who was the coon supposed to be?
Yep.
But yeah, so that was funny though. Oh, Jason Bateman. Talk about somebody who revitalized, put some breath of fresh air in their career. Ever since Hancock, I think. Or might have been something else before that.
I'm waiting on Terry to respond back.
You were determined to get this dude on the phone.
Hey, man. Ray.
Terry
hey, man.
Time.
We promised the listeners, Ray. I mean, Lee, didn't we? Did we not?
We promised for this moment. All right, this is what we're going to do. So Ray can get Laquan ready. All right. It would not be a WrestleMania special on Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm playing my favorite WrestleMania theme song. So if everybody could please mute their phones and we come back, we either gonna hit news or we gonna keep talking about WrestleMania 32 or we gonna talk to Terry. So let's see. All right, so we'll be back in a minute.
And the time is upon us, Paul.
The time is now. It's the match that both men need to win, and neither man can afford to lose.
Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in the main event at WrestleMania.
Oh, hell yeah!
The Rock is a WWE champion. The Rock is going to WrestleMania. 60,000 in the Astrodome to see The Rock and Stone Cold.
You think you're special? You do. I can see it in your eyes. See it when you laugh at me, look down on me, and walk around on me.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
In the interest of fairness, did I inform you
that officially, as of now, you are managing The Rock.
Austin's wife's managing The Rock? What the hell is that?
I never asked for Deborah to be my manager, never wanted Deborah to be my manager. But the fact of the matter is this, is she's not my responsibility. She's not my wife. She's your wife.
Angle is going to break Deborah's ankle, for God's sakes. Wait a minute, there's a rattlesnake.
You never, ever, ever put your hands on another man's wife. Austin warned him.
Wait, not on the stutter.
Austin warned The Rock that if anything happened to Deborah, it would be The Rock's ass.
Let's just go ahead and take Deborah out of the equation. Bam, she's non-factor. The fact is, Rock, you got the WWF title, and I want it.
The Brahma Bull is furious. He's talking off. He set him up. He wants that rock bottom. Here it comes. He's on the rock bottom angle from behind. All hell is broken loose. Here it comes. Rock bottom. Rock bottom angle. Look at Austin. Look at Austin. Stutter. How will the Rock retaliate? There could be hell to pay for Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock isn't waiting until WrestleMania. Your bald-headed, double-studded candy ass belongs to The Rock.
Wait a minute! The Rock just gave the Stone Cold Stunner! The Stone Cold Steve Austin!
How personal can this get?
Can you imagine what it's gonna be like at WrestleMania?
Just one more fight and I'll be history. Yes, I will straight up leave your shit, and you'll be the one who's left missing me. Yeah! This time I'ma let it all come out. This time I'ma stand up and shout. I'ma do things my way. It's my way. My way or the highway. This time I'ma let it all come out. This time I'ma stand up and shout.
Give you every drop of sweat, every drop of blood, every ounce of energy I have. You are going to get the absolute best of The Rock at WrestleMania.
I need to beat you, Rock. I need it more than anything that you can ever imagine.
There can be only one World Wrestling Federation champion, and that will be Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, with all due respect.
Yo, big ups to my boys, Limp Bizkit, for the use of the song My Way from Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Freaks and Effing Geeks 2016 WrestleMania special. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by Double A Surfer, Maskwise. Here comes Scott. And we're going to have a couple others join us in a minute. I'm curious to know. Maybe Double A can answer this question. There's Rage. What's up, Rage? I'm curious to know if they play this on the network. Because I know this was part of
they
the opening as well. You said they don't?
No. They've edited
okay.
it out.
Oh, that's going to screw it. And I won't watch it. Now. Yeah, I will. It's still my favorite WrestleMania. There's some WrestleManias that, like, overall, I just like the... It was just leading up to that too, and after that, I don't know. I just felt like the way Tony sees back. I just feel like the way that the after that was when WCW joined in, and that's when I started to dip off of wrestling for a while because I was disgruntled. But you know, we might be getting a version of WCW or some type of brand split because. Unless they change it, I have not been watching Raw. Unless they changed it, Shane is supposed to have control of Raw if he wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some people have said that they have seen flyers or whatever for events coming to their area, and it'll have like specifically red and blue, like Raw, SmackDown, like that stands out to indicate some type of brand split or something. So
yeah, if they don't do it evenly. Even brand split, it's just a waste of time. Like, if most of the talent's on Raw and SmackDown has C talent, Who's going to give a damn?
Well, I'm wondering because SmackDown, from what I was watching from SmackDown the clips, it seemed like they were trying to give SmackDown its own identity again. Since they made that move, they got that guy who's announcing now. It seems like they wanted to be not just for a while we all complained it was a Raw recap show. And then I think some of y'all were even saying before they even got the guy that came on, I forget his name. Morello.
Mauro Ranallo.
Okay.
There it is.
That dude. Dolph said that it started, you know, having its own identity. So I want to believe, you know, I wouldn't mind if they had, they're both on the same network. It's all the same network now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't be against them having, like the way they do it now. At one point, it looked like for a while they were going to have, it looked like AJ was doing promos on Raw, but wrestling on SmackDown. But then they kind of, you know, went back. But I see them splitting it. But I agree with you saying, Surfer. I mean, I will say that I enjoyed when they would do those the whole draft thing. I thought that was a fun time. But that was just me. I know a lot of people weren't fans of that. But I think, you know, if they want to increase ratings on it, I kind of feel like now that they have SmackDown on, what is that, USA, isn't that kind of them giving their obligations towards their hours for, you know, the network? I mean, now that they say they were adding two additional hours, why does Raw have to be 3 hours?
Right.
You know, I don't understand why they just can't make, well, I guess Superstars comes on something different. I was going to say, why can't that just be the first hour? Or whatever. Or whatever comes on first. I'm not sure if it's Superstars or Main Event. I'm not sure which one. But anyway, it'll be very, very interesting. I do not see Undertaker.
Get charged for much advertising-wise if you are. Don't, if it's not Raw, then who's going to pay top dollar for Main Event or whatever?
It's all part of it. I mean, I'm saying to do it no differently than they did. What I'm suggesting doing is no differently than what they did with Monday Night Raw and then Raw's War. It was the same show. They just kind of changed one of the hours was just called something different.
Warzone,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, if I remember correctly, when I used to look at the TV guide, it read that way too.
Yeah, well, they was billing it as two separate shows. Even though we all knew it wasn't really two separate shows.
Yeah, they would just have like the little thing in the corner and then it would go on and would just bleed into the next thing. I'm just saying they could do the same thing. With what it would do would force them to have a, well, I can't even say that because they already writing crazy stuff.
They do that with Raw for advertising right now.
And you can, like, depending on the hour, you know, you charge differently. So
they still split 3 hours of Raw? I mean, they split
each hour is closed out.
Okay.
We don't see it, but each hour is closed out, and each hour has a different price tag.
Ah, got it. Okay.
And that's why, you know, if you look at 9 o'clock, they put that little copyright, you know, 2016, whatever, on the thing. It's to close out the hour so they can go into the next hour.
Gotcha.
And that officially, they're allowed at that point to charge a different rate.
Oh, okay.
So is it more expensive as the hours go, or
I mean, not the 9 o'clock hour. That's like the hour because you got the West Coast time and the East Coast time syncing up at a.
I don't know how it works now, but in, you know, in the old days, the second hour was the most the 10 to 11 hour. I'm talking about. I would assume now that, like Surfer said, the 9 o'clock hour has to be the most expensive hour.
The ten o'clock hour, that's the hour they're allowed to get away with cursing or whatever.
Yeah, but that's when everything used to happen.
That's the war zone.
Somebody would take the clothes off.
That's the war zone.
So I want to say, looking at this card, I will say they have three pre-show matches. And I don't care about not near one of them. And this U.S. title, that's what, see, This is what disgusts me, because anyone who's a WCW fan, okay, say for example, you're not a WCW fan, and you're a diehard WWE. You were WWF from way back in the day. You followed that. Didn't care about WCW, anything else. You followed WWE WWF and the WWE, and that was your thing. If the Intercontinental Championship was mishandled, or if it was treated the way that the U.S. Championship was treated right now, there's no reason why the prestigious United States Championship, if they choose to give it the lineage,
Lee, sorry to interrupt. Terry said, text him some pics.
Uh-oh.
All right, Ray, take some teddy shots.
Send him that video of that dude sitting on the bed with the feet. Send him that.
Cut the scallops off with a knife.
This man, Terry
need to get catfish. So let's No. I'm serious. Since he wants, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go to. I'm gonna send. I don't know if Tony on the computer or not.
Send him.
I'm gonna send him a picture. Send him a picture of EJ Johnson. Why are you laughing?
The fat one or the thin one?
The one that's fat.
I didn't got this dialogue started. Now somebody gotta take the ball from him. Now, damn it!
But would you say double A? What would double A say?
The one that's fabulous.
The fabulous going with the wind.
We know he's fabulous, but didn't he lose weight?
That's why he's fabulous.
Yeah, he got some surgery done.
He said, "Send me some pics."
Poor Max, he probably thought he had a basketball player son.
Why don't you send him a video? Send him that video of let me see.
All right, you know what? Send him. Here's one I put in Google. Let's see. That's right. You can't send them, Tony, because you ain't on the
What y'all need me to be on? Get on a laptop.
You know what? No.
You don't have a smartphone.
I do have a smartphone. Yeah, you got a dumb phone.
He don't have to know that.
Tony, I got you. I gotta go and Google my Google on my phone, because when I'm Googling on a laptop, I don't have no way to send it to you. Everybody else on the call will be able to see it, but you won't be able to see it.
And then whatever you send me, I'm gonna crop.
Well, this is just random Google pictures, so you're going to have to pick pictures, whatever.
So you've been sending to me through a text?
I'm just going to send you the actual Google page. I just put in gay black dudes, and you pick the ones you want. I guess that's what he's looking for. I'm a tech. Well,
hey, man, if I quarterback this now, I'm going to need to be in the Freaks and Effing Geeks freaking Hall of Fame. So I'm certified.
You would get a freaky
seat. So
you would get a freaky.
Freak of the week.
Oh, freaky.
All right. So
do you get a watch like in TNA?
That's right.
You would get Hogan's ring. What's he type? What type? Oh,
man. Or Rage.
Man, we got to call him.
Or Rage is ranty.
All right, Tony, just give me a second. Because
I got time to be.
No, you going? Because he probably ain't going to do it no way. So what's going to happen is because you're going to have to. What am I going to say? Because I had to find out what phone number, because you know you got four. Oh, my phone would have.
I keep saying that I'll do it.
Okay, Reed. But what we're saying is, dude, want pictures? Are you going to send him pictures of you?
Yeah, I'll send him something. Give me I'll send him something.
What you gonna send him? Show us what you gonna send him first.
I need damn business. I said I'll send him something.
Nah, we
you
don't
got
trust
a phone
you.
Up. You want a phone number?
No. We don't trust. Rage to send him up.
Tony, I'm gonna send you something. I'm gonna send you something, and you send it to him.
Tony, get on the laptop. Here go some pictures.
Lee, do I need to get on Photoshop real quick?
No, I got this.
All right, Rage. I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna pre-approve it. Let Lee pre-approve it. So send it to me.
All right. So what I did was I clicked on one of the pictures and just picked one person. Apparently, this person is a model. So you can use these pictures. And just say that's right. You can't see them.
Yeah, I can. If you send it through me in a text message, I can share it. And then
I just put it in Skype.
Obviously, this is not going to work.
Well, Rage, if you send me a
picture. I'm waiting for my phone to boot back up. I didn't know it was dying.
Got time. He up. Hell, when we found him, it was like 3 in the morning anyway. 2 in the morning anyway. He was probing the chat line. So he don't sleep. He'll be all right. After this, we need to call.
Oh, wow. Double A, you got...
Double A got a picture.
There's no way that last Skype? 7 minutes.
Did he put it in Skype?
He put it in Skype. It's no way that'll last 7 minutes.
Okay, let me see.
Wow, my phone cut back on. Man, I don't level up.
That picture's not going to work. Don't even know that Rage is black, right?
Yeah.
He was being funny, Surfer. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
No. He said I said I was black. I said I was big. That's not going to work.
Double A, you stupid, yo.
Oh, hold up, though. When you said you was big, you ain't mean it like,
Yeah, you say I did say that.
What'd you say again? You said you were like tons of fun or something like that? What'd you say?
No.
No, what did you say for real? I can't remember. You didn't say directly for big. You said something that was funny. No. No, because he didn't say directly I'm big. He said I'm a big. He said I'm a lot of man or something. That's what you said something.
Double A, that picture looked like that guy molester.
You know what it looked like? It looked like that dude from
You look like he got like a European accent and shit.
What was that? Barat?
Borat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, hold on. Let me see something.
It's good.
Tony, you got something coming your way. It's not pretty, but it'll work.
You put it in Skype or text?
Skype.
I sent you something, Lee.
Come on, man.
God.
You remember that?
Wait a minute. Let me see. Where you sent it to, Matt? On Facebook?
Yeah.
Or you put it in Skype?
Way back in the day.
All right, let me look. I gotta go on Facebook.
Tony, I said it wasn't gonna be pretty, but it'll work.
This chick.
It's raining, man.
I'm done with you, Double A.
I'm mad at you because I saw that picture. Yo. Oh, my. No. Double A wrong.
Oh, Lee. Oh, man, hold on. Wait a minute. If I can send y'all what he... This nigga just sent me his Johnson. I swear to cheese, yo.
Wow.
I'm done. Ray, hey, man, y'all got to call this dude. I ain't sending this man no more stuff, man. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Ray, you see what happened when you don't do what you're supposed to do? Man.
Look, just send him the picture that I sent and then call him.
No, I'm telling you what the heck he did.
Wait till your wife goes through your phone, Tony.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Ray, I'm finna send it to you, Ray, and you put it in Skype. How about that?
Whatever.
I'm about to send it right to you. This is ridiculous. Literally.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
And that's funny to you, Surfer?
No, of course it's funny.
I'm trying to help the show, and this is the things I get, so, you mother.
So is it packing?
He's saying text only right now. Hey man, I got Did you get it, Rage?
Yes, yeah, I got it.
He already had it.
I'm done.
Whatever, man. Just send him, Tony, just send him what I sent you, and let's just get this over with, because I'm ready to go.
He said text only right now.
Text only?
Yeah. I'm done. I'm from the block. Man,
hold up, man. Wario, nah. I'm reading the chat. No, Rage didn't send Tony a picture. Terry did.
Oh, Terry.
No, he got Rage was like, Rage kept saying, check what I just sent you. And that's when you said, whoa, whoa. So at first, then the chat, they thought that Rage sent you that.
Check this out, bro. There's no one that can question my dedication to this damn network, okay? Because this shit that just happened to me.
Just like they made Dusty an honorary member of the Horsemen, you honorary cool.
Because I was not expecting that, my dude.
That's crazy. At all. Just for the simple fact that you probably got to live with that until you change your phone number.
Tony said I really want to talk to him on the phone. Tell him I want to hear his voice.
Call your house of the night, but you don't.
You do it.
Wait a minute, Ray, do you remember what you said last time? Just so you won't, because where did you say you were from? You said you were from, you didn't say Jersey.
From Jersey.
He did say Jersey.
No, he said I live in Jersey.
I don't see why you just don't make the call. Either he picks up or you don't pick up.
He's saying text only right now.
But so what I don't get is how
look like he in his house.
How the hell are we going to call when he sees that the number doesn't come from Tony C's phone?
Oh, I told him I'm at work. I did tell him I'm at work.
Oh, see, he's prepared.
Yeah, I'm thinking on my
phone. But the thing I understand, though, it come up from a California phone number, don't it?
You don't know where the work phone at? Like, it's a company. You could be like, this is my company phone.
This is
my God. But, there's ways around it.
No, what I'm saying is that, like, when, okay, if he gets called, if he get a phone call, it's not going to come up the 954 number, right?
It'll come up 954.
It will come up. Oh well, we don't want that to happen.
Well, whatever. I'm at work.
You can't call him. Just call him. Put him. Well, you can't do that because Ray's the one got to talk to him. Ray, you're going to have to make the call.
Fine, I'll make the call, and I have a way to do it.
How are you going to do it? You going to call through your Xbox?
No, I'm not going to call him through my Xbox.
I'm done with y'all.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call from my phone, and then I'm going to call him on three-way.
Why don't you just call him on three-way now? Why you gotta hang up?
Because I'm on Skype.
Yeah.
And I can't add anybody else to the call. Because I'm not hosting this call.
You gonna call in and use a regular phone. Use actual cell phone.
Alright, so we all gotta mute ourselves. Alright, go ahead. Do what you gotta do. So, listen.
Yeah.
But listen. Well, when he called back, we can't say nothing because of his...
Yeah, we're going to mute. We're about to go to mute.
I'll let you know when he calls.
All right, cool. You got that, Surfer? Surfer? fell asleep.
I should have sent that message to
Surfer. I'm muting myself.
All right, wait. Here we go.
Am I on?
Yes.
All right. What's his number?
Oh, my God.
202. 202.
Hold on.
Well, there you go. He doesn't want to talk to your age.
Hey.
Well, you tried.
Hey, Tony.
Are we going to get Laquan for the whole year now?
What's up?
Tony, did you text him and tell him you was calling from, you about to call from another number?
Yeah, I told him I was at work.
Oh, he didn't answer. Mm-hmm. Oh well.
He knows some shady shit going down.
Probably because he ain't getting no picture back. He probably like,
You know, sent you a dick pic and he ain't get no dick back.
Well, I told Tony C to send one of the pictures I put.
Tony, you should have sent that first guy pic. Send that first one. Tony, send right, the first one.
I'm trying to crop this thing.
And you know what, though? If he responds to that first guy pic, I'm done. Done. Tell him. Hashtag tons of fun.
Hold on. I got to get back to it. Hold on.
Tell him
that. I got an idea.
That booty is ready.
Which one? You talking about the one with the old white dude or the one?
The big one. The big one. You had to peel back the layers to get into that one.
The one that like got bed sores. So you gotta, you listen, you go ahead to crop it so it won't. I can't even. I can't fool with double A. Because that's a gleeful pick.
I gotta tell you. The one of the big black dude, his stomach looks like an ass.
I know. I know. Oh, my. That takes effort.
At least he's smiling.
Yeah, you're happy. I'm done with y'all.
Hold on. This guy's freaking huge.
What are you talking about, Terry or the picture?
Hey, man.
Here's your drop with
the phone with that gay stuff now. I ain't with that gay stuff now.
You threw me like, off one second.
I'm like, I'm talking about this pitch, yo. The double A post.
Big Tone just came in at last minute. Big Tone, you go ahead and go back and listen.
Huge. That's huge.
It's a long story, Big Tone.
Double A, I think I should get ownership in the network for
this. What
I did. Like some stock. Look, you can get a tenth of a percent.
My God.
Revenue sharing, huh?
For real. And then he put in the message, suck this. I'm like, what? Oh,
done.
Yeah.
You have a big penis?
Oh, I'm done.
Well, I sent him a picture.
Do you think it was really him or he sent a fake picture?
Doesn't
Ray
matter.
Got the pitch. Ray sent it to serve.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell if it's one of those pictures you get off the internet and if a person actually took the picture of themselves.
For nobody trying to examine those photographs to find out it's real Johnson or not.
It got deleted. Gone. That'll be heard from again on my end.
I need a cock!
That was horrible.
I can't believe this WrestleMania card for tomorrow.
I can't believe Laquan ain't on the airwaves right now. This is just...
Laquan about to be on the air starting Tuesday.
This is ridiculous.
You're going to change the theme song. It's going to be like, here's Laquan. Here's Laquan. Here's Laquan. Here's Laquan. We're gonna remix. Somebody remix that Hit the Quan song so it can say, here's Laquan.
That's quite a specialty. You can do
Quan,
it.
Quan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so why y'all doing that?
I'm waiting on this picture from Laquan to send me the tear.
So I'm looking at this, and it looks like... Triple H and Roman Reigns, no DQ. That's pretty much anything goes. Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, no holds barred street fight. So that's anything goes. Shane McMahon, Undertaker, that's a hell in the cell. So that's pretty much
anything goes.
Anything goes.
Triple threat match, anything goes.
Why is Becky Lynch even in this?
A ladder match, anything goes. It is the Anything Go pay-per-view.
This is an ECW pay-per-view. I'm telling you what, I'll say this. If had this not been called WrestleMania 32, this would have been a throwaway event. This would have been no different than Roadblock. They had the point now, they figure they can put anything out for WrestleMania, and people are just going to flock to it just because it's WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And they right. I mean, look. You know what I'm really concerned about? What that gate's going to be. I want to know how many people, what their attendance is so far. It ain't no way they breaking that record.
No way. No how. Not for this.
You better watch it. Your stock will take a hit, buddy, if they don't break that record.
Hey, man.
They'll give away.
That's okay.
If the record's important, they'll give away seats.
Of course, the food will travel.
It's going to depend on how far away they are, though. What'd you just say, Tony?
Of course, the frugal traveler goes city.
Surf will be on the first mega bus down
it's
Dallas.
It's not that they don't want to show a stadium's not full. That's just bad optics.
Lee, check your Facebook.
Okay.
Surfer will call Vince and be like, you know you want to be in the seat. Do you?
The thing is, I'm not saying it's that bad. I'm not saying the attendance is horrible. I'm just saying it was very important for them to break the record. I'm not saying that it's going to be like, I mean, just by it being called Mania, people are going to go. I don't think it's a situation where they got to like, there's going to be empty stadium. I'm just saying
the name sells itself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying that, you know, they would have to, if you offer 5,000 folks, you ain't going to just pull 1,000 folks off the street and start giving tickets away.
If Surfer was running it, he would.
No, a thousand seats, they wouldn't. They wouldn't care. I'm saying if it was short enough to look bad, they would, but yeah, 1,000 seats, they just cover up seats with some cloth or something. Nobody will notice that.
They gonna have a last minute radio station giveaway, sir?
Oh, they probably already did that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they hit some of them indie shows and stuff and was like, but no, they wouldn't do that because the people that paid would be hot.
You know, give away to some school kids and shit, you know?
I'm done with you. Not the fingers in the mouth. It's quiet. Quiet. I'm done
you said
with
you. You said you wanted to have a good time. Party time.
Not the fingers in the mouth.
Send that one to Terry.
Ooh. I can't. Did Tony see
it? Post that in the Skype if you want.
Ooh, I'm so done with you.
I'm scared to see what Squires did. What up,
man? Yeah, Squires an evil dude.
And demented mind sometimes.
Oh, I can't. You gotta. Let me see. How did you send this to me?
In Messenger.
How am I gonna get it to Skype? Let me see. It's not gonna pop up in Skype because of the way it's sent.
Let me see if I can get in here on my Skype. My Skype was updating on my
How did
laptop.
You get the fingers in the... That's not an original picture with the fingers in the mouth, right?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, he did not ever put his fingers in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
All five... Whoa, it's like sausages. It's like sausages. What are sausages? Some old dog treats.
Chocolate hot dogs.
Sausages. Oh, done.
That's Terry's Listen. Nickname for him. Chocolate hot dog.
Listen, can I'm we deliver the...
We gotta go, because this got show's gotta fit nice and neat in between the two shows tomorrow. So Terry ain't gonna get no call. We gotta go. As a matter of fact, we gotta leave within the next, I think, when do we get on the air? Five after? Four after? Maybe we got like 2 minutes.
The way you said that, like we had a little bit more time than that.
I know. No, we gotta go, because when this replays, it's gotta replay in between. It's gotta be nice and neat. Look, I'm not getting in trouble. You heard what happened earlier, right? There ain't gonna be no Rex, then Rage, then Lee. The next person that screwed up name got to begin with an R too.
I'd have to reconnect. I sent it to Tony though. It's in your messenger too, Tony.
Hey man, Tony's got a text message.
Come on.
Is it more pictures?
I can't send that to that man.
What? Come on.
We do it, Squires, for real. I'm gonna do it. Just cause Squires
is Rage still on the phone or Rage gone? Rage.
Looks like he's gone.
He is.
He's on his cell phone.
Say something. Start talking, Rage. Let me hear something real quick.
You've been responsible for.
Rage?
What?
Can you start talking a little bit so we can hear you?
About what?
God.
I think I'm about to hear some sniffles.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Rage, are you going to be on any other shows this week?
No.
No?
Should I start playing that Incredible Hulk music again?
Are you leaving? And are you going to be on any? Are you participating at all in the rest of this weekend?
Does it matter?
Okay, thank you. Surfer.
Yes.
Can you plug the show with me, please?
Well, you've been listening to the epic award-winning Freaks and Effing Geeks. Tomorrow, the fun doesn't stop. starting at 3 p.m. the Philadelphia.
You will find Surf on the campaign trail.
Bumper stickers for everyone.
For the NXT TakeOver Dallas post show live at 5 p.m., the round table, the legacy of Sting will be discussed. And then at 11, 12, sometime in the middle of the night, most likely, the WWE Hall of Fame post show. We're going to give our opinions on what we think about the Hall of Fame, whether it was worth staying up and losing sleep over. Then Sunday.
Sting's being inducted. It's worth staying up.
Right. Sunday. Oh, man. All day long, starting at 7 a.m. with the Philatorio replay, followed by this show replaying at 8 p.m. Freaks and Effing Geeks. 10 p.m. Wrestling Calling Show live with William Morgan. 12 noon, Talk Brunch Live. 2 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks with the last show of Dave Megapowers, the Dave Megapowers Go Home Show. At 4 p.m., live will be The Rant. Hopefully, Double A will be in a good mood. And then at 11 p.m. will be the WrestleMania pre-show, because the post-show doesn't come on at 11 p.m. It's always a pre-show. So the post-show at 11 p.m., wrapping up all of WrestleMania, and it'll be a lot of whining and crying, like always. But and then everything will replay the next day at some point. There'll be replays of all the shows from this weekend.
Well, immediately going off the air now and through Monday night, the entire marathon will be rebroadcast. So right now, all the shows up until this point will be rebroadcast, you know, on a loop. And as the shows happen, we'll be adding them in rotation. So if you missed any part of it and none of the shows are live, you can tune in over the course of the weekend, and the replays will be airing throughout the weekend. So when we're not on the air.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Surfer, it sounded like he reading the program in church.
Yep.
Talk about picking the shut in. like for the bereaved, the sick, and the shut in. I want
like to thank Matt
and Squires. I did send that picture too.
Thank you.
Tony, keep us updated. For Double A Surfer, Matt Squires, Tony C, Scott, Rage, and Terry. I'm Lee Champion.
That motherfucker.
For Terry and Terry Schlong. Thank you for tuning in to real quick, what is it, Tony?
It's buzzing.
Oh, Terry want to see something.
Okay, I know what that something he talked about. Terry want to see. Oh, anyway.
Hey, man, take this dude, because I'm going to have to change my number for real, yo. And I don't want to do this again. I just got this number.
Yeah, and I got
another burner.
This will be phone number 6.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow. Paper.